You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. My name is Nate. You got to know what the consequences are if you cannot love anything. That's the theme of the show tonight, today, this afternoon, and for life. Have to learn how to love. The details next.
plays on, have a smoke on me, a drink or three, gonna die anyway, so let's kick it. That chain, you can come if you want, I'll be pleasant. Feels like a stranger in my house. Feels like a stranger in my house. Feels like a stranger in my house.
record that, Jim.
Bet.
Oh, hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. It's great to have you here. December, man, we did it. Yeah, for all of you taking finals right now, writing finals, doing finals projects, Tufts is reading day number two for Tufts. Read away. Take advantage of the opportunities. And I did say, I did tell some underclassmen in the studio earlier, this is pretty much, it doesn't get any harder, I think. I think it's easy. It gets easier. It's not like the amount of work goes down. I think that just the ability to sort of manage and understand and expect what you're going to do and what it will take increases. And so you become capable of more, but it doesn't feel as hard. And I think that's really important. Anyway, you're talking to someone who submitted his paper on James Baldwin this week. And that's the theme, really. I mean, the theme of that paper was, you have to be able to love somebody, right? And you have to be able to love yourself. Otherwise, you pose a specific danger to society. That's like a really, really difficult thing to hear because it's like, well, you know, do I feel 100% about myself all the time? I don't know. Right? Of course not, is the answer. Not I don't know. The answer is like, of course not. Of course not. But the sort of the other side to that is like, well, what does me loving anyone have to do with anything? Well, I mean, that experience of love fundamentally changes you. Love is a transformative experience. And if you haven't had that transformative experience, I don't care what you do, you're a danger to society. Not in the like, oh, this is a threat type of thing, but certainly in a, you're a relational danger if you cannot love. So we better work on loving. Better work on that. Better work on understanding how, you know, people love you and why people love you and accepting that. And then being able to turn that around and love other people. Big time thoughts. Because I'm writing a paper on moral anthropology today. And that's really the theme. The theme is just like, how are you going to, number one, you got to understand you're just going to be ignorant about how it all works, right? I don't know how to describe love. Nobody really, I mean, some people have tried and then you get close and you kind of latch onto that idea for a little while, but it moves and it morphs. No definition of love, you know, remains timeless. All of them are sort of positioned and contextual. And that's not a bad thing because I think it means that we're always changing, right? So anyway, theme of the day for sure. You want to call in 855-915-WMFO. Send me a text if you have my number. And yeah, feeling good. Feeling really good. This playlist, by the way, for anyone who cares, I made this playlist in 2010, maybe? No, well, at least 2015. And I really love it. Like, there's some really fun songs on here. And we're just going to be kind of mining this. I got a few new tracks, though. So anyway, stick around if you like the indie rock. And you're listening to Fast and Loose, WMFO in Boston, in Medford. WMFO in Medford, not in Boston.
Desperate, the calls came and ringing from those who wanna ring.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. A quick PSA for you here. One of the best ways to help protect yourself from colds, flus, and other transmissible illnesses like the coronavirus is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or eating, especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs, railings, or I would argue soundboards for radio stations. Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches their eyes, nose, or mouth. Be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep, which, along with exercise and stress reduction, helps keep your immune system healthy and better able to withstand infection. Finally, if you do get sick, keep your distance from others to protect them from getting sick too. Cover your mouth and nose with the tissue when coughing or sneezing. Consider wearing a mask. If possible, stay at home from work, school, or errands when you're sick to help prevent spreading your illness to others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Super relevant right now. Approximately one half of everybody I know is sick, and the other half, it's only a matter of time. You know, half your friends are sick. Just staring into that abyss. The mortality of life becomes evident when you see everybody getting sick. You're like, it's my time. My time has come, or is coming. And so I cannot question for whom the bell tolls, because it will toll for me. There you have it. We had four songs set. As Tall as Cliffs, Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos, You Talk to Nate in 2010, 2011, or 2012. Favorite song. I haven't heard that song in probably 5 years. Know every single word. Follow that up, Our Swords, Band of Horses. Oh my gosh, that bass line and the drum line. Ugh. Skin of My Yellow Country Teeth by Clap Your Hands Say Yeah, 2005. Rebellion Lies, Arcade Fire, but you knew that one because you listened to this show. And you know that I'm going to play a song like that, which is just like a staple. That's like the best part of this whole playlist that I have found, I've unearthed on my computer, is just, it's like, no, I mean, I play all these songs all the time. And according to this, I haven't played any of these in a long time. So thanks for going down the nostalgia pathway with me. Talking about love today, and really a big thing about that I want to circle back on, and this is James Baldwin. The key is witnessing. The key is like really knowing what's going on with you, right? In sort of the Western world of ideas, it's pretty easy to talk about what we're going to do next, to make plans of action, to, you know, to think that we've got all the facts and that the most important thing is what we are going to do moving forward. And I feel that 100%. Used to be an engineer. All about moving forward, all about building stuff, about creating things. However, if we do not do a phenomenology of ourselves, that is a true witness to our own experiences, understanding the multiple layers of our experience, not just what we think, but looking at ourselves as the subject, looking at ourselves as the conglomeration of our relationships, sort of the hold that other people have on us, and also our feelings about what else is out there, perhaps a spirituality or a supernaturality or a universe sort of influence onto you, something that is given, something that you cannot control, right? Until you sort of go through all four of those things, it's really difficult to know what's going to come next, right? Because you realize how much ignorance you've got about the future. It's a tremendous amount. It's a tremendous amount. That should not give you paralysis, right? It shouldn't just say, all right, well, I can't know what's going to happen, so I'm not going to do anything. No. It's you move through the world and you understand what to do in the context of what you're trying to do. And a lot of that has to do with, hey, your experience with love is a great place to start, because that is a significant emotion that we have all felt that's important to diagnose and important to understand the holistic impact that it has on you. Anyway, all right, back to the music. What do you do when they're expecting a fastball? Throw a changeup. Mm-hmm.
money that I owe you. Yes, you can pay the bills. I will give you more when I get paid again. I hate those people who love to tell you money is the root of all the kills. They have never been poor, they have never had the joy of a welfare Christmas.
I will buy. is changing. They almost found the gene. It's never been a stranger. I don't feel a single thing.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Had like really interesting like run there. Okay, played Everclear, and the reason I played I Will Buy You a New Life is because I think that song really walks the line between like what the lead singer wants to do, right? Solve problems with money, and what he knows he can't, which is like fix this person that he loves life, right? Fix things with money versus sort of that underlying thing. That's it right there, right? Encased in a wonderful song from 1997, which you go back and you listen to so much for the Afterglow, hits. Solid gold hits. Right? I mean, we talk about like what the 90s were. Oh my gosh, that guy's voice is what the 90s were. And that's the other thing too, is Everclear never really had that second go that a lot of those 90s bands did, right? They didn't like necessarily, and I think it was because they were too much of their times. And that like maybe, okay, sort of like reinvent ourselves. And I just don't think they were capable of doing that. But that doesn't mean you can't go back and be like, oh my gosh, I remember listening to this on 107.7 The X and just loving it. Just loving it. And then two really like 2006, 2007 songs. Long Coats, No Energy, Goodnight States. That's a band from Canada. The Weaker Thans, also a band from Canada. Two songs I wanted to play this week because like walking around outside at 4:30 and it's dark. Right? That's it right there. And kind of not letting the melancholy get you down. I think that's a big thing too. Is that both of those songs get kind of heavy. And I love that. That it's like your energy should be down, but the response to sort of that environment brings you back up again. And I love that. I love that. So, anyway. We're grooving to Twilight Galaxy by Metric out here in the background. And I think that is what is going to play us out today. So thank you, Emily Haynes. I'm sorry for talking over you. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Stick around. I think we got Hour to Kill coming back up after this. Thank you. And hang in there, Tufts students who are taking your finals. Hang in there, Harvard students who everything is due at the end of the week this week. And Lesley students who start next week on most of the final stuff. Get outside, get some sunshine. It will do you wonders for all the work you have to do. Thank you for letting me be in your life. See you out there.